Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And just very, very privileged to be a part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show with all the other people that he has involved, especially with Dr. Ken. I'm going to talk about how best to assess, to figure out, to calculate your metabolic health. In other words, how well are you consuming? Not consuming, this is after you've consumed your food. How well are you changing what you've eaten into energy? Because obviously, the energy levels you're feeling right now are the result of what you ate in the last 24 hours and how well your thyroid gland is responding to what you've eaten. Are you eating foods that stimulate good thyroid function, or are you eating foods that might limit it? And you don't have to go through exhaustive testing in the hospital laboratories to figure out why you feel like you're dragging, why you feel like you don't have the energy that you want to have. And so there's two things that you can assess at home that will give you a much better idea as to whether you are gaining in energy or losing energy. And those two things are body temperature and your heart rate. Two very, very critical indicators as to the effectiveness of your body's production of energy. Because low body temperature and slow pulse, and by slow pulse, I mean below 70. I'll get into the body temperature numbers here in a second, but low body temperature and pulse, and low pulse indicate you are in a survival mode rather than thriving. And frequently, when you follow restrictive diets, like keto diets or intermittent fasting or carnivore diets, sometimes when you get the metabolic change that occurs because you're not eating processed carbs anymore, or you are choosing better foods to eat, sometimes we're not eating enough of them. And while you start to feel better as a result of cleaning up the diet, your body is moving into a survival mode rather than a thriving mode. Now, I'm not bad-mouthing keto diets or intermittent fasting or carnivore by any means. I'm just saying that when you take it upon yourself to start changing what you eat, how you eat, and when you eat, there are a couple of factors to keep in mind that you can watch for yourself. Like I said, you don't have to have five or six vials of blood drawn from you to determine whether you're on the right track or not. Simply your body temperature and your heart rate. Now, the ideal temperatures are in the high 97s and the low 98s. You know, you've always heard 98.6 is supposed to be the ideal temperature, but we have different temperatures at different times of the day. And so when you wake up in the morning, whether you were sleeping, whether it was so warm you didn't have anything over you, or it was just a little bit cool and you had a sheet over you, or it was cool enough you had to have a sheet and some kind of a blanket, doesn't matter. When you wake up, your temperature should be in the high 97s to the low 98s, and it should rise from there shortly after you started to eat until reaching 98.6, at least by midday or early afternoon. So there are different strategies to improve your body's metabolic rate. In other words, how fast does your body get energy out of what you eat? And watching out when you start to eat a restrictive diet Because there's a lot of fads out there. And I'm not talking about any particular kind of diet at all. I'm just talking about two simple ways to measure the effectiveness of what you're eating right now in its conversion to energy, or if you're contemplating doing one of these other kinds of diets because you heard so much good about them. Now, one of the easiest ways to assess whether you are moving towards a greater level of thriving or your body's moving into a survival mode is just simple body temperature. The thing that warms the body up more than anything else is your liver. That's why you can have a core temperature. Core temperature is supposed to be around like 103, maybe as high as 105 in some people. The temperature under your tongue, the old oral mercury thermometers, and that's still the best way to do it. If you go to Amazon or Walmart.com, you can find the old mercury thermometers. They're the most effective. They're better than the digitals. They're better than skin temperature. They're better than any of these things, the old kind of thermometers we used to have. That's the only one I recommend with my patients. But measuring body temperature for the first time, you know, when I'm dealing with a patient who just says, I'm dragging, the first thing we start talking about is the temperature. And I've had patients, once they started to do it, will call the office, leave a message so that I can call them back, and they'll wake up. They're lucky if their morning temperature is 96.5, because it's often lower than that, and they wake up with a pulse rate of between 50 and 60 beats per minute. Now, that is screaming that you are in a survival mode and not thriving. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have a couple of websites that I concentrate a lot of my work on. And I'm talking about simple ways to measure the effectiveness of your body's conversion of food into energy. Now, we don't run on thin air any more than your car does. And every function of your body requires energy. And the greatest amount of energy in the foods we eat, of course, is in fat. Per gram, fat has more than twice as much energy as carbohydrates, meaning sugar-based foods, or proteins. Now, by sugar-based, I mean just vegetables. A carbohydrate is anything that didn't have a face or come from a face. That pretty well covers it. So carbohydrates and proteins have less than half as much energy per gram as fats do. And it's the oxidizing of fats in your liver that produces the heat that warms the blood, because all the blood is going through your liver every few seconds. I think it's like every 90 seconds. I think every drop of blood in your body is passing through the liver. And I think it's every 3 minutes, every drop of blood is passing through the thyroid, picking up the thyroid hormones. So, as I said, you don't live on air. You don't live on sunshine. You don't live on good wishes. You have to eat the certain kind of foods that produce the electrons down in the smallest areas of your mitochondria that get into what's called the electron transport chain, all the way to the final acceptor, which is oxygen, to make the fuel that runs life, which is ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Your thyroid is the gas pedal of the body, but the gasoline is ATP, and ATP comes the final breakdown of all the food that we eat. And if you happen to have a high metabolic rate, you're kind of blessed because you can eat a lot of calories, you can maintain your weight, you've got more energy, you digest your food better, you can eat a wider variety of foods, you have great digestion, great elimination, you sleep better, you have an overall better quality of life. And so with better energy production in your body, you thrive instead of survive. And a byproduct of that energy production, as I'm saying, is heat. And the easiest way to measure that is at-home body temperature taking and pulse measurements that you take throughout the day at different times. So a higher body temperature, higher metabolic rate, higher levels of energy. Lower body temperatures, lower metabolic rate, less energy. And so your body temperature should slowly increase after each meal, reaching 98.6 by the middle of the day or the early afternoon. And then body temperature will slowly decline as you're getting closer to bedtime. But your pulse measurements throughout the day, from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed, should be between 70 and 95. And so why would you want to take multiple temperature measurements? Well, the first one you want to take is when you first wake up. And you just, you know, have a little pad of paper and a pencil, something next to the bed. And you may, and you have your oral thermometer sitting there next to the bed. And you take it before you get out of bed. And then you take it about 40 minutes after you have breakfast. And you take it about 40 minutes after you have lunch. And what are the body temperature trends during the day when you first wake up? Do you get to 98.6 by midday? And is your pulse rate in the 70 to 90, or maybe as high as 95 range, without exertion, you know, without going up and down the stairs or going out and walking around the block for an hour? Just you're sitting still, heart rate. And so when you start to measure these kinds of things, some interesting information begins to come forth. Now, if your nighttime stress is really high, for whatever reason, something has disturbed you during the night, your adrenaline is still going to be high by the time you get up for breakfast. So you're going to have a high temperature and you're going to have a high pulse rate. And what is triggering this is the cortisol that should be way, way, way down by the time you wake up. But after eating breakfast, the cortisol and adrenaline coming out of your adrenals will start returning more to normal, a lower level, as your blood sugars are sustained by the food that you're eating, instead of having to rely on your stress hormones. And in some hypothyroid people, and I've seen numbers where it says that as many as 90% of women in our country over the age of 50 could be hypothyroid. But that's a very good time to measure the temperature and your pulse rate. And so a drop in body temperature after you eat a meal shows that the food that we're consuming is lowering stress, which, you know, is a good thing, but it's not necessarily adding to our metabolic energy reserves. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to talk about why would you bother taking your pulse measurement if you're looking for better energy levels. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking for to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Longtime participant in the Good Day Health Show with Doug. We might even be approaching 20 years since I've been a part of his show. Anyway, the pulse measurements that I was talking about can help you figure out the difference between stress hormones when you're, you know, kind of a little jumpy when you wake up, and then the food factors that play a role in all of this. But body temperature can be influenced by a number of things besides the thyroid gland. Sleeping with heating blankets, for one thing, or living in a hot climate. Now, neither of those are bad, but both of them can make it easier for the body to regulate your temperature. And somebody that's running on stress hormones can have an artificially elevated body temperature first thing in the morning when you wake up. But when we include pulse rate along with our temperature readings, we get a much better indication of what's going on, because your high body temperature and a very low pulse rate is not a sign of strong metabolism. And your pulse rate is reflective, again, of the nutrients and the energy that's being delivered to your cells throughout your body, which is absolutely vital for what I said, ATP production, adenosine triphosphate. That's the gasoline on which your body operates. And you have about 1 minute of ATP at any one time in the body, which means your body is constantly producing ATP. In other words, if all ATP production were to stop, you would be dead in 60 seconds, literally. In fact, this is very interesting. This is why cyanide poisoning is so effective and so dangerous to handle cyanide, because cyanide stops the production of ATP. So when someone, for whatever reason, might get cyanide poisoning, either through some manufacturing problems or production problems in a chemical plant or whatever else, or worse, and we've all seen the spy movies and different kinds of things where someone had to take cyanide so that the other side couldn't get the information from them, and you find them dead in a matter of seconds. That's true. That's literally what happens. Well, we don't want that. We want constant production of ATP. And so despite popular belief, a low heart rate may come with a super fit body, but it's not always a sign of good health. It's a sign of lowered metabolism, and a low pulse rate below 60 beats per minute. The athlete's body is becoming more efficient. It's using less energy to perform the same amount of work. But unless you're out, you know, running 3 to 5 miles a day, this isn't the category you belong in. And while that might be helpful for an athletic event, it comes with negative effects in the long run. And I deal with a lot of aerobic athletes. I deal with triathletes in my clinic. I deal with marathon runners. And what happens, and I see this over and over again, increased rates of aging, lowered libido, problems with digestion, and some of the other consequences that come with a low metabolic rate. Now, we don't want high pulse readings, but staying in the range of 70 to 90, 95 is really where we want to be. So maintaining a high body temperature is also vital for our organ systems, and I want to talk about what that body temperature should be when we get back from the break, as we move into probably the final segment of the show before Doug joins with me. But what do we do to maintain a high body temperature? I'll get to that right after the break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The second day of testimony has concluded in the criminal trial of former President Trump in New York. Prosecutors grilled former tabloid publisher David Pecker about his purported involvement in a catch-and-kill scheme. The prosecution aiming to demonstrate that Trump and his former personal lawyer sought to suppress the stories of Stormy Daniels and others before the 2016 election. Pro-Palestinian protests escalating on college campuses across the nation. Demonstrators at Columbia University demanding the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. Speaking in an interview with Ireland's RTE's 6-1 News, Pelosi labeled Netanyahu as an impediment to a two-state solution between Israel and Gaza. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, we want a high body temperature because our organs work better because of the enzymes that are in our organs, enzymes in our bloodstream, enzymes in our muscles that are creating the chemical reactions that produce heat. And enzyme function depends on temperature. And, I've pointed this out as a simple example. If you're washing dishes in your sink, for some reason you didn't use a dishwasher, is there a difference in your ability to clean those dishes at water temperature that is very, very warm, as opposed to washing those dishes with cold water? Well, of course there is. It's the same thing inside of our body. Our bodies are designed to operate at 98.6. And so all the enzymes depend on a temperature level like that. And every loss of optimal enzyme activity means the less of some function inside of our organs. There's research that shows just a drop of 1.8 degrees can result in the loss of approximately 50% of enzyme activity. Now, Hiromi Shinya, a professor at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, in a published report he did showed that lowering the body temperature by just 0.9 degrees, less than one full degree of body temperature, results in a 30% decline in enzyme and immune activity. And he discovered that cancer cells can multiply much faster at 95 degrees Fahrenheit than at 98.6. He said this: humans with low body temps have decreased immunity, suffer circulation disorders, have increased genetic changes, and an increased risk of cancer. Now, there was some research that was done a few years ago, and it was done in sub-Saharan Africa, and some follow-up work was done at the Huntsman Cancer Institute here in Salt Lake City. Very interesting. When they would take a cancer patient, and I think it was mostly in Nigeria where this research was going on, and give them measles, literally inject them with measles virus, it would raise their temperature to fever levels. And guess what happened to the cancer? It disappeared. Now, some of the theories as to why that happened was because higher temperature, better immune response. In other words, your natural killer cells suddenly realized there's a tumor present that they were missing before at lower temperatures. That's how critical body temperatures are to having good health. So when you have a high body temp, you have a well-functioning metabolism and thyroid, you're producing more energy, you have more ATP for the body to run more functions, and you thrive. And when you have a sluggish metabolism, low body temperature, sluggish response with a thyroid, less energy is produced, less ATP. And so some of the non-essential tasks of trying to keep you alive, in other words, the condition of your hair, your skin, digestion, hormone health, don't get the energy that they need. And now you're just on a survival level. So why do body temperatures get low? Well, lower body temperatures are really a lot more common these days, but it's not normal. We used to have average body temperature of 98.6, but this temperature measurement has been on a steady decline, while obesity rates have been on a steady rise. So as the metabolic rate goes down, weight gain rises as less energy is burned off as heat and more energy is stored. How do you store energy? Yeah, you're right, in fat cells. You know, it's kind of like squirrels. Squirrels and other mammals like bears, groundhogs, they're hibernating animals. And hibernation involves lower body temperatures, slower metabolic rates, so that the animal's heart continues to beat, even though they're not conscious at the moment, and go for weeks, if not months, without eating. And so the non-essential tasks of keeping these animals alive are downregulated so that the animal can conserve energy. And multiple hibernating animals, we know that they require a significant level of polyunsaturated fatty acids in their diets to enter into hibernation, which is why you see them eating a lot of nuts and a lot of berries prior to the time they go into hibernation. So what do squirrels eat a ton of in the fall before they hibernate? PUFA, polyunsaturated fatty acid, rich nuts. And it's very advantageous for the survival of these hibernating animals for them to fully enter into hibernation with body temperatures like that. But it's not advantageous for humans to have a hibernation-like state. And so the non-essential tasks are down-regulated. As I said, skin and hair, you start losing a lot of hair in this kind of a condition. And you gain weight with fewer calories. So what we want to do is keep the metabolic rate up, and there's different ways in which that can be done. There's no single cookie-cutter approach, but you have to eat enough calories for your needs. You will not thrive at 1,600 calories. You have to have at least 2,000 to 2,200 calories a day, not of cookies and candies and potato chips and French fries, obviously, but of good quality foods. You want to eat the carbohydrates that work well for you. You need to lower the stress in your life wherever you can. You want to stop choosing the restrictive dietary pathways like excessive fasting or extremely low-carb diets. And while there might be some short-term benefits to that, they almost always come at a long-term metabolic cost, which is hard to see in the short term. So, you know, to learn more, you know, when I can get my patients, when I tell them you need, they'll give me their food diary. I'm not that big of food diaries. Usually they can just tell me what they're eating. But when we figure out they're only eating about 1,600 calories a day and they're putting on weight, they can't understand why. If I eat less, isn't it calories in and calories out? If I eat less calories, isn't the answer that I will lose weight? No. Your furnace shuts down. Your furnace literally starts to shut down inside your body, and you're burning less food. You're getting less energy. And as your temperature set goes down, your weight's going to go up with the same amount of food you've been eating because you're not burning it because the furnace isn't hot enough. So what I suggest, there's a great deal at Walmart and at Amazon, the mercury, the old mercury thermometers. They're about 10 bucks, 11 bucks, 12 bucks, something like that, because they're still the most accurate thermometer that you can have. And you do an under the tongue when you first wake up, and then, you know, about 40 minutes or so after you eat breakfast, 40 minutes or so after you've eaten lunch, watch these temperatures. Watch to make sure that these things are taking place. Now, if you need thyroid support, that's exactly why we created Ageless Thyroid. I mean, but my patients will come in, why am I so exhausted? Why am I so unhappy? Why am I gaining weight? Why don't I want to have sex anymore? And so they've turned to medicine that says, well, we're just going to drug the thyroid. Well, how about if you could take care of your thyroid without doctors, without appointments, without drugs, without side effects, without compounding, without hormone replacement therapy, without exercising, without dieting, without shopping, without cooking, without juicing, without prescriptions? Now, I'm not saying no exercise is good for you. I'm just saying without having to do all those things, what if you just fed your thyroid? Because that's the thing that sets the metabolic rate in the body. If you go to agelessthyroid.com, you're going to see a tremendous amount of information that I've put together there, as well as testimonial after testimonial after testimonial of what happens to people's energy levels, being able to get out of bed and tackle the day, being able to go to bed at night and actually get some good sleep, watching the stress levels start to drop, watch the brain work better, watch the hair loss stop, skin improve, an overall tonic to the rest of the body. We have to keep that thyroid burning energy at the level that we want, and you have to give the body the food that it needs for those energy levels. And again, at the risk of repeating myself too many times, 2,000 calories is a minimum of what we should be eating. Now, there are those who have primarily a vegetarian diet, and there are those that have primarily a meat-based diet. What I found, the people who are the healthiest have a mixture, but they do have meats. You have to have meats to get some of the essential micronutrients your thyroid, your brain, your heart requires that you're not going to find in vegetables. It's just not there. That's why we have canine teeth. That's why we have strong hydrochloric acid to break down these complex proteins when we eat them. But you find the diet that works the best for you. You're not... Your body is textbook when it comes to what Mother Nature requires, but it's not textbook authority based on what your friends are doing or what somebody else thinks you should be doing. What you should be doing is what works the best for you. Try to stay with organic foods as best you can. And one of the best supplements, I made it myself. I looked everywhere for supplements for the thyroid. And I found like 6 or 7, 8 different sources. I just threw it all into one product, Ageless Thyroid. You can get more information about that at agelessthyroid.com. And when you monitor your body temperature and you make sure your thyroid's being fed and you have a good rounded diet of the foods that Mother Nature intended, you'll see your energy levels go up. You'll see your weight go down. You'll see all these things start to take place that is leading to a much better level of energy consumption inside your body. So just as a quick review, We are monitoring temperature. We're monitoring heart rate. We want that heart rate no lower than 70, no higher than 90, 95. We want our body temperature hitting 98.6 after we've had a meal or two and maintaining that throughout the day. That's what this product will do for you, Ageless Thyroid. It has thyroid extract, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, thyroid. It's loaded with iodine, selenium, zinc, L-tyrosine. And then quickly, from one of my patients, I've had hypothyroidism for many years and was on something else for a while, although I never liked that I didn't feel like a natural substance. I came off of that, and for years I just dealt with the tiredness and weight issues. I was so happy to have found Ageless Thyroid. It has been a godsend for me. I have more energy, and I'm starting to release weight. I have been on it for 7 months, and because it's a natural product, I will use it every day for the rest of my life or until my thyroid heals. I appreciate Dr. Stockwell for making such an amazing product. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate that. If you go to agelessthyroid.com, there's a heck of a deal there on the product anyway. So I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few moments to finish off the show. I hope this has been helpful for you to find ways, the perfect ways at home to be able to monitor the level of metabolism. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm going to join Doug here in just a moment.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com, great buys, look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good day, health time. I'm Doug Steffen here along with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who comes to us from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a Nooka chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner. And I want to bring him in on that end of his expertise because we were talking about this mother and daughter who both have been diagnosed with colon cancer 10 days apart. They have stage 3 and stage 4 colon cancer, and so they're now going around trying to raise awareness, Jack, about the importance of research and continuing research. And I said, after I talked about it on the air, that they don't have to do much research because everybody knows, not everybody, but the inner circle knows, and I think a lot of astute people realize that there is a cure for cancer. There are a number of cures for most cancers, but because they don't involve a lot of money, they don't get very far. So we have this continuing money grab every, what is it, October, the pink ladies go out and raise money for that phony baloney.
The Komen Foundation.
Oh, my God, what a phony. The woman who died, Susan Komen, wonderful woman. Her sister runs this foundation, makes $4 million a year or something for running it. Where the hell does the money go? If
not one penny for prevention, mind you.
No.
Just research.
No, it's all research. Yeah, right. Okay, so you get suckered into that. At any rate, according to the American Cancer Society, colon cancer most often spreads to the liver, and then it spreads to the lungs, and then it spreads to the brains, and then it spreads to the lymph nodes, and then you're dead.
Yeah.
So in this circumstance, what do we want to, I'm leaving the door open for you to talk about treatments or talk about reality. Can you get cancer-free when you've got something like this?
Can you get cancer-free? I don't understand.
Can you be free? Can you cure colon cancer?
Well, yes. Now, one of the most effective treatments for treating cancer that we've ever had was discovered in the late 1800s in Scotland. the enzyme therapy. And it caught on so well, it was so successful, it spread into the mainland of Europe with over 50 clinics using Dr. Beard's techniques of injecting tumors with very strong enzymes extracted from pigs, no less. Mm-hmm. The same kind of enzymes we have in our body that kill cancer.
Yeah.
And it was starting to explode until just about the time this little girl from Poland shows up with her x-rays, becomes the darling of Paris, discovering radium, not discovering x-rays, but learning how to use x-rays, convinced everybody x-rays are perfectly safe, perfectly effective for cancer. Mm. And, of course, it ended up killing her, Marie Curie, and her entire staff with aplastic anemia. But regardless of that, that technique has been used at times at different places around the world, even in this country, very successfully in New York with Dr. Gonzalez until his death, always being fought by the FDA, of course, because, as you said earlier, there's no money in it.
Yeah. There was a fellow who was one of my neighbors. His name was Martin Wittenborg. He was at Mass General, and he was the person here in Boston that developed in the 50s. All kinds of x-ray techniques, but he died when he was 56 because he was exposed to too much of it himself. But, you know, there's that, and there are other things now that are being used. But if we go to the prevention route, which, you know, we all talk about, let's cure cancer. Well, why don't we prevent it? And
yes,
blueberries help a lot of these super fruits, the anti-cancer properties, certainly turmeric or curcumin, you know, stuff like that. So why don't we spend the same amount of time talking about that stuff as we do trying to talk about how to cure it? You prevent it and you don't have to cure it. Right?
Well, precisely. Silly? And cancer, the number one cause of cancer simply is a sluggish immune system, mm-hmm. especially your natural killer cells, the NKCs, a part of the white blood cell system that is particularly designed to destroy cancer cells, which is why most of us, according to the experts, will develop cancer anywhere from 6 to 7 times in a normal lifetime without you ever even knowing it.
Right.
Because
yeah.
your immune system destroys it and keeps it at bay. Mm-hmm. But when the immune system begins to be sluggish because of environmental factors. Number one, diet, and number two, the toxins that we're constantly breathing and drinking and eating that come into the system that suppress the immune response. Those factors right there is what allows this stuff to run crazy. So a mother and daughter, the daughter probably grew up at the same dinner table that the mother did as she was providing food for the kids, having the same types of malnutrition, leading, unfortunately, to the same bad result.
All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day Health, in fact.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to irs.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.